You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Andy Carroll to score and West Ham to win was 8-1. That's been enhanced to 10-1. Sergio Aguero to score and Man City to win was 6-5. That's been boosted to a 6-4. Man City already got two wins, Tom, against West Ham this season. Aggregate scoreline of 8-1. They beat them 3-1 in the Premier League. And, of course, 5-0 just a few weeks ago in the FA Cup. The Dimitri Payet saga has finally been concluded now with him moving to Marseille. I think West Ham will be happy, pretty happy anyway, to have that out of the way and just done with, Tom.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you only have to look at the two results they've had. And the results in general since it all kicked off with Payet, I mean, generally they've been on a different kind of run. And that's coincided with Andy Carroll's return. You know, I think about him and, you know, whenever he's on song, people talk about what a big threat he is. But that's because he is. You know, it's not a myth with Andy Carroll. He's going to be absolutely key between now and the end of the season for West Ham if they can keep him fit. And, you know, this is a West Ham side who a month ago we were talking about, you know, being in relegation trouble, being right in that scrap. They've pulled themselves well clear of that now thanks to the results that they're getting. They're scoring goals again. I think their transfer business has been pretty good. I think they've actually got a decent deal for Payet. You know, they've recouped quite a bit of money for him. They've made a profit on him, even if you take into account his wages. They've signed Snodgrass, who is somebody I think is going to thrive at providing the balls for Andy Carroll. So generally, I think there's a good feeling about West Ham again. You know, by no means are they, you know, a brilliant team, and they're up against a side, as you said, that beat them 5-0, you know, not long ago. But Man City just, you know, away from home and generally their form, it's too mixed for me to be back in. You know, I've got to almost take that FA Cup game out of it. People might reference that and think, well, that's a real clear indicator. It was just a few weeks ago when these two sides met, you know, on the same venue. But I'm looking at Man City's run at the moment. They've won 4-9 in the Premier League. Away from home, it's not great. When they do win away from home, they're not getting massive victories, except in the FA Cup. You know, their league successes have been a little bit more narrower. And in fact, you know, defeats at Liverpool, Leicester, Everton. I can't back Man City here, and I'm completely thrown off them, despite the players. And the problem I've got with Man City is I look down their squad every single week, and I think, wow, what an array of players. But ultimately, I've kind of been burnt by them this season too often. So I think the draw is probably where I'm going to head here at 16-5. West Ham are a huge, huge price here at 5-1. But I've kind of lost my way a little bit with City and just knowing exactly where they're going to be at ahead of this game. So I think the draw, or I'd probably look at West Ham, you know, given the fact that they are, you know, 5-1 to win the game, I'd look at them plus a goal at 11-8. I think it'll be tight, and West Ham will certainly give them a good game.
West Ham are 5-1 to win the match. Obviously, we mentioned Andy Carroll in the intro to this game. He's got a good record against Manchester City in the Premier League, scored 5 times against them, and he's now got 4 in his last 5 Premier League starts as well. I get a feeling, David, you'll be attracted by that 5-1 for West Ham here.
Well, I looked at this fixture and I thought it's City all day long. And then I looked at the odds and I couldn't believe them. I can't believe City is so short. I think your odds compilers are reading a lot into that FA Cup match, the 5-0 win. And the reason they're reading a lot into it is it's not so much the game itself as what was said afterwards. Guardiola and a few of the Man City players were saying the reason they won so well that day was because the stadium, the London stadium, the ground played right into their hands. It was like playing in a European stadium rather than, you know, a Premier League contest with all the home fans are right down and next. And they really did enjoy the freedom. And I actually made a mental note of that. I thought, great, I can't wait for City to go back there. I'll be lumping on. Well, I can't. I'm 4-7. It is too short. But nor will I be lumping on Andy Carroll to score a goal either. You know my thoughts about him. I christened him the bovine ponytail a few years ago at the Mirror. I'm really cheesed off that no one pinched that line because it was such a genius, but I'll bring it out again. He's not a footballer for me, a bovine ponytail. He's just, you know, I think it's disgraceful that this guy can make a highly rewarded living, Premier League footballer, an England footballer, on a basis that he's 6'4" and can jump for a ball. Surely there's got to be more than that, hasn't there, in the Premier League? I mean, what do you see? On the ground, the guy's a pudding. He can't run. Slow as a snail. I just do not see it. And if he's the only threat West Ham have got, well, City will win. But you can't trust City at 4-7. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to back Raheem Sterling to score at any time at 19-10, 2-1, because he's playing a lot more forward for City than people seem to realise. On some occasions, he's the furthest man forward, even more so than Aguero. And all of a sudden, he looks a proper finisher. He never did during his Liverpool days, but he's looking an accomplished finisher now. And I think that's a big price. I think City will win, but I can't risk a red cent on them at that price. I can't trust Hammers because if they're relying on Carroll, well, you know my thoughts there. So I'm just going to go play safe here, Sterling to score at any time.
Sterling to score any time, 19 to 10. Marouane Fellaini's done all right, Derek. I think that's his MO, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Again, yeah, I know, but... You know, this Sunday league tactics, aren't they? You know, throw on a big man and lump her up to him. And these are coaches that we're supposed to, you know, believe, you know everything there is to know about football, every tactic. And they basically, you know, follow the Joe Bloggs route on you know, for the red line every Sunday. It's just, it honestly makes my heart sink.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.